the janitor gets a bad rap a lot of times.
A lot of times, think he's a creeper guy.
You know, we've had, you've had, listen, me and you have discussed janitors in the past. I mean, it's, this isn't a one-off niche topic. This is something that we've molded out, thought through.
There are people who say that the reason that they have the janitor carry so many keys is simply for the noise, to make sure they can't sneak up on you.
I always thought that if you were told yourself a janitor and I didn't hear you coming, then you're a poser.
Yeah, if you don't have 47 keys hanging from your and you, if you don't have the, like, the pull one, like we pull the cord out, little chain.
Which is more of a new school thing, but you know, it's the old school big, you know, good 5-inch metal circle.
Oh yeah,
where you could carry from the top, almost like a handle.
When I was a kid, it was my dad's, my favorite thing. My dad had, he had one of those.
Oh yeah,
just zipped out, let it go, snap. I used to like walk up beside him, pull it down real fast, let it retract back, and he'd be like, "God damn it,
that boy gone."
You're like, "Hey, you can't be carrying something that very much looks like a toy to me when I'm a kid and expect me not to jump on it."
Because when you're a kid, stuff like that in the cartoons is always like, ha, ha, ha. You don't understand the fact that when you have about 40, 50 keys coming at you with some serious larger ones for certain doors at the school, that it could bruise a hip.
We've been playing with keys since we were a baby. You train us that way. You put us in the crib and you hang little giant keys in front of us to play with. You're going to expect me not to slap under your keys? You got a retractable freaking key. Come on.
The smooth move there, if you're a good dad, is to put the plastic keys on a retractable buddy and then put them on your kid's pants.
Mm-hmm. Let him walk around like a little baby janitor.
Yeah, like a little baby janitor. Start doing little baby key bumps off those big baby keys. What's popping, buddy? How'd you do that? What'd you do this weekend? Anything? What happened? So what? I know that last I checked in, the war on leaves was going hard. You seemed to be at the level of Battle of Germania, where you only had that last battle, and obviously you were throwing fireballs and you were in there. Did you end up canceling all leaves?
We're down to the side yard only. We got them back there where you can't view them from the road. They're in the side yard. You can't see them from the backyard because of the fence. They're back there in kind of no man's land, waiting to be blown into the tree line for the remainder of their life cycle.
Yes.
Out of sight, out of mind.
It was one hell of an operation you put together there to get rid of those leaves, Todd.
I had to finally put an end to the burning. I'm like, sooner or later, the fire department is going to come over here and drop a big-ass fine on me. And like the whole time I'm doing it, I kept hearing fire trucks in the background. I'm like, oh, fuck, are they coming here? Dude, can you imagine me getting a $1,000 fine? I'm on my last fucking pile. I've been burning leaves for 3 days. But it's against the rules, evidently, countywide here. I don't really have a covenants anybody to worry about from an HOA perspective. But I say, if I have the room, I should be able to burn whatever I want back there.
Oh, you're goddamn right. It was the difference between leaves and cardboard.
Right? I mean, let's go.
We could sit back there and burn a whole damn cardboard, 3,000-square-foot cardboard house if we want to.
I can cook chili from a bonfire back there.
Could do whatever. All types of fun stuff.
Why can't I burn my leaves?
How about you just worry about your leaves and Todd will worry about his leaves? How about that, Governor?
But people are fucking weird, dude. They're weird. Did you see there was a Delta flight that got held up because a lady was breastfeeding a cat?
She should be slapped in the face and escorted off the flight.
She should be shot by firing squad. I think everybody on the plane should get an option. Hey, who wants to be in the firing squad? Get six of us together. Is it six people in a firing squad? Whatever, six,
at
seven.
At men.
Let's go. I mean, I think it's an executable offense. You know good and goddamn well when you came on there. And it was one of those hairless cats, too. Uh-huh. One of the creepy ones. So first, I guess the flight attendant thought it was a baby because it was wrapped up in a little. But then it was like, rah, rah, sounded like a little baby demon because it wasn't liking the titty milk from the human mom.
Not as sweet as normal, especially when the mom probably eats a lot of McDonald's.
You think a cat doesn't know the difference between human breast milk and cat breast milk? Come on.
Hey, does a hipster bartender who also cuts hair on the side not know the difference between a stout and an IPA?
I mean, same difference.
Goddamn right he does.
Let's go. I don't know what we're like, how far are people going to take this shit? like my right, my entitled right to do whatever in the fuck I want to do.
I'm entitled.
A cat in public, right here. I'm just gonna whip my tit out in front of the whole fucking flight and just start feeding this cat. Here's my titty. Nice. Here's my kitty.
That is not. That is nice of her to, you know, do that. But hey, listen, let your kitty suck on your titty, just before you leave said city. You know what I mean? And then when you leave, put your titty away, pull it out on a brighter day.
They have all the messages because they have that in-flight messaging from the stewardess or the flight attendant to the rest of the crew in there, saying that how violently the cat was screaming in protest or whatever. And then they said the last thing that the kitty said was tough titty. The titty was tough titty, said the kitty. Was went across all of Delta Airlines communications network at the same time.
I just don't understand it, man. Why are people that narcissistic to think that it's all right to go ahead and hold a flight up of people who have been planning for minimum weeks to go get on this flight and get going somewhere, but you think that it's your right to bust your titty out, let your cat suck on it? How about I just let somebody... I got an idea, Todd. I'm going to feed my dog peanut butter, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and just cover my nutsack in an absolute inch thick of peanut butter, leave my penis inside, but pull my balls out through the pee hole of my underwear and through my jeans, and I'm going to let my dog just snack and feed off peanut butter.
Are we feeding animals on the flight or not? All right.
She's taking care of his son.
She's going to breastfeed her cat. I'm whipping my balls out. I'm going to let my dog eat, get some protein.
What? Because it didn't come from my... Because I didn't personally create the peanut butter inside of my body is the only difference.
Right.
There's nothing natural, I don't think, of a woman letting a cat suck on her titty because it's a little brand new cat.
Mm-mm.
Leave the cat at home with the mother cat and let the mother cat do that. They got cat titties.
They got cat titties. They got several of them. One for each titty.
Like 6, 8, 10 titties. Do you think that animals that... obviously date male animals that date female animals. Do you think that they're way into like, Leo, look at those 9 titties. Those things are nice.
I think so. I think like, look at
the baker's dozen on her.
if you have cat titty bars, when you go in there, like, I wonder if it's what the titty looks like, or like if you get an extra draw and attraction, if the more titties you have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like, whoa, we got 10 titties in the backstage, bro. About to go up a headline this whole operation.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. I mean, is that the biggest level of entitlement in history? At least in recent memory, the level of entitlement there. And I follow a Reddit thread called Entitled People or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they just tell unbelievable stories about entitled scenarios where people just think they're entitled to some shit like that. And this is the most perfect one I've ever heard.
I mean, wanted to breastfeed her cat. Is she doing that at home? Or it's one thing if you're doing it in the privacy of your own home. You're still a crazy person.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be breastfeeding your cat. But if you are
nutsack feeding your dog just in case.
Yeah, don't do that either. But at least, I guess, if you are doing it in the privacy of your own home. You don't break it out in the middle of my goddamn flight. Like, flights are tough enough, man. They're getting rescheduled like crazy anyway for lack of staffing and other various post-COVID
scenarios.
Yeah, but now you got people wanting to breastfeed their kid. Come on.
Come on, guys.
Lady. I mean, you should be able.
Come on, lady. At least wait till we take off. Wait to put feed your cat titty milk at 35,000, bro. We level off.
Go into the bathroom and do it if you got to do it. You know, but I look, you want to bring a little dog. It's in a little carrier, the water. You want to break open a bottle of water, put it in the little travel bowl for it. Fine. I sat next to a lady an entire flight that way. It didn't bother me one bit. If she'd broke out that dog and one of her yams and just started feeding it from one of her chest yams, but why, come on.
Also, why not just get one of those pumps that just gets all the milk out of the woman and then just put it in a bowl, bro?
I think,
why you gotta go straight nibbles, bro?
She's a couple things here. She's clearly wanting people to see her tit, right?
Yeah. Were they
that's
nice?
Part of it.
Were they nice? Were they stacked?
It didn't say in there. The Delta employee didn't put that in the communication over, but they're pretty nice tits. Like, they didn't say that. They just said this lady in 13B is breastfeeding her hairless cat and refuses to put it back in the carrier. And you know when you see that, you got to be like, what? Like, everybody on the flight crew wants to go check that out. Like, all right, let me go see for myself.
Hey, do you ever think a woman gets on the flight and she looks down and then she has the same exact seat as she has breast size? And she's like, oh, 32C, let's go.
Ooh, let's go.
You know what I mean? What a coincidence.
And I'll ask this of women right now. Maybe just hit us up on social media, hashtag breastfeed trivia. But do women that don't have kids crave to nourish other kids from their teat? I mean, other kinds of babies, other species, like animals and stuff, like the little chimpanzee. Like, I see maybe you want to feed a little chimpanzee because it's almost human-like, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But what about a cat? A cat doesn't even – they have the – I guess they do have the suck thing because they do it when they're a baby. But for the most part, that's two different size nipples, by the way.
Yeah. I think it also depends on what level of action this woman's had in the past. Like, she's already had four or five kids and sucked in them nipples for quite some time. Mm-hmm. We're looking at a couple of leather badges of honor here.
I think so. I think so. I don't know. Like you said, pump it at home. Bring in a little bottle. Feed your cat on the plane that way. No problems. Clearly, you're a terrorist.
That's the worst time. Like, can you imagine a pilot? Like, what the fuck is a holdup back there, Ron and Stephanie? Sorry. People, the girl at 32A won't put her tits away. She's breastfeeding her cat.
Again?
Get the fuck out of here, bro. If there was ever a case of grabbing someone by their hair and just dragging them off, that's it.
Yeah, I don't think we need that person anymore on this planet. Like, I think once you've done something like that, you've pretty much proven that you're useless to us.
Yeah,
we don't need you on the team.
Don't need you no more.
You just fucking shut up.
Thanks. Hey, thank you. Thank you for what you've done for this organization, but we're no longer needed your services.
We're gonna have to let you go, and then. We'll get all six guns.
Take her to the train. My lazy eye has had a definite shift in the last couple of days, so it's more foggy now.
What?
Or it was only foggy kind of in the middle, like so I couldn't mm-hmm. focus through the lazy eye and see shit.
Uh-huh.
But I could still, like, in my peripheral of my lazy eye, I could see pretty clearly, you know. But now it has gone full eye.
Oh, shit.
Now, it was a little bit weird today. I was like, oh, it's like I never noticed it nearly as much as I noticed it today.
So what do you got to do?
I guess I got to go to a fucking eye doctor at some point and do the surgery where they laser out the... Honestly, at this point, I'm going to just tell them to go in there and do a fucking six-point inspection. If you can fix the vision, fix the fogginess, and fix the laziness with a couple of laser beams, mm-hmm. go ahead, bro. Call up all the boys over at G.I. Joe and have a shootout in there.
Just a team of lasers on your eyeball doing different things.
Just like a shootout in G.I. Joe, bro.
I wish you could get an implant of super eye.
I don't even care. Yeah, bionic eyeball. I don't even care if it's lazy or straight anymore. Like, just fix it. I think I'm actually ready. I have never wanted to sell out on the lazy eye community, mm-hmm. but I feel at this point at the age of 43, you know, after the up and down career that I have seen, I think at this point, just put it straight, bro, and let's see. Let's roll the dice for the next 43.
We'll see you later.
You know what I mean? Like, listen, that was a good run. I never gave up on her. You know, I went to the depths and I went to the top, the peak of media.
Mm-hmm.
I ripped that eye hard, bro. I was there for that eye.
You were there for the entire. I mean, no one from the lazy eye community can say you haven't done your part.
I've done my part. I did my time, Tommy.
You did your time.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You didn't fucking, you know, you didn't turn your back on them at any given time. And all you're saying now is, listen, I don't care about it not being straight, but I need to be able to see out this motherfucker.
So if they got one queen laser in there, if you're an eye doctor right now, probably one of the top dudes on the planet. Would you just do the three lasers at once, fix the lazy eye, fix the cataract blur, and then fix the vision?
I would think they would be able to clear up the fogginess, no problem. That's probably a pretty simple surgery, right?
It is. It's very easy. So is LASIK, I guess.
They just bring in like it's like a little guy, and he just squeegees the lens.
Yeah, that's all they do.
In a building, and that's good for another couple years.
I pop my lazy eye out, and I try to just shine it up. to get the fog away.
Just the hot breath on it and rub it on your shirt. Uh-huh. Put it back
and
in.
You'd think it would have popped. The worst part is I popped it in backwards and I didn't realize it. And I could see what I was thinking. And that was wild. I popped it back out. And it was wild, too, because I only had the white meat in the front there for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Then I popped it back out, shined her back up again because I had gotten more, you know, fingerprints on her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, you know, give her a shine and then popped her back in.
You know, the
and nothing.
That cat that was being fed was one of those hairless cats. Can I talk about those for a second?
Those are the creepiest animals in household history.
They're not cute, right? Like same people that want those. You might as well just get a rat or something.
Yeah,
I feel like.
Or go get a squirrel with no skin.
There you go.
Which is just basically a rat, because when you take away the fur off the tail, they're rats.
It's just a big rat. Like those hairless cats look like my balls. You know what I mean? It's like that's what their skin looks like. It looks like 50-year-old man balls.
Like after a fresh shaven.
After a fresh shave. Yeah, like a well-kept 50-year-old man's balls.
Yeah.
That's what your hairless cat looks like. Speaking of which, it's the holiday season.
It sure is, guys.
And if you don't know what to get as a gift or a stocking stuffer for that special guy in your life, well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has the tools to guarantee you a win this year for the stocking stuffer competition or your white elephant competition. Manscaped, it's the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they have served more than 4 million men worldwide. And if my math is correct, that's almost 8 million balls.
Yes, sir. Give or take a few uni balls. Not to mention, we're getting 20% off right now and free shipping at manscaped.com with code GUNSBLAZING, guys. I mean, come on, guy. Come on. What are we doing here? Why are you guys walking around with hairy, itchy, weird nuts?
Listen, I don't like any hair on my balls anymore. It makes me feel weird, which is weird because I went years like clean shaven, no facial hair, but very, very hairy balls. Mm-hmm. And now the two have switched, and I enjoy it better. I would rather my balls be sleek than my face. You know what I mean? Because I feel like I never noticed before until I started grooming down there, but you know, every now and then you get a stray hair locked mm-hmm. into your fucking jeans and you go to turn and then just bloop, it plucks it out of there. What are we doing?
Not to mention, you're yelling fuck in the bank.
Yeah, and who wants hair, you know, you're sniffing another. You don't want to freaking just jam that whole entire fro in their face. Let them have fun while they're down there.
And I'm telling you right now, you're not going to have more fun than when you're going to be using the best-selling product in Performance Package 4.0, which is at the top of every man's wish list this year, guys, okay?
The very and top.
Here's what you're going to get in this sweet-ass deal. Performance Package 4.0, you're going to find yourself the Lawn Mower Body Trimmer, guys. That's the best trimmer on the market for your balls, butt, and body. And the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, guys. Also, very noisy noses. Get them trimmed.
Very noisy noses. Get them trimmed. Because when you don't want it when you exhale it, like a party favor.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't need that. So, should we not leave out the liquid formulations? Their famous liquid formulations, the Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant, and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to maximize your ball hygiene routine. Listen, nobody likes stinky balls. Get them away from me. At this day, it's almost 2022. If your balls stink, then that's on you.
Next thing you know, you're not going to use this performance package, and the next morning after a date, the girl you took on a date is going to be with her girlfriend and be like, he was cool and all, but his balls stunk. And you don't want that.
No, you're a stinky ball guy from this point on.
Yeah.
There's no way you're getting away from that.
Oh, here goes Stink Nut. Hey, Stink Nut.
What up, Stink Nut? Listen, for your stocking stuffer ideas, here's some of our top picks from Manscaped. Number one, we'll go back and forth, Sean. I say number one, the Manscaped 2-in-1 Shampoo Plus Conditioner. It just launched. You kill two birds with one stone. Oh. Shampoo plus conditioner. I don't want that extra scrub and rinse cycle. So I love the 2-in-1.
Got to go 2-in-1. Honestly, also, you're going to go with the Manscaped cologne-infused body wash. You're going to smell good. You're going to feel good. You're going to get in there and you're going to scrub your shit down with a quality cologne-infused body wash. Who's going to smell better than you? Nobody.
Nobody. Number three, the Shears 2.0 Luxury 4-Piece Nail Kit. Keep your nails trim, bro, especially on your feet. It's easy to let those go because if you're a person who wears socks or shoes all the time. But listen, you get in bed, those things are daggers. Don't let them hit the bottom of my feet or I will punch you in the side of your neck.
Also, just for, hey, listen, this is something you're going to want to have on you, on your person. The crop mops. That's ball wipes for your stanky-ass nut. Stunk! Hey, stink nut! Go get the crop mops.
Right in the middle. Let's say you're halfway through the night, man. Things get going. You get moving. There's a lot of people in the place, whatever. But you're going to sweat down there. You pull out one of these crop mops. You're ready for oral instantly. It's like brand new balls all of a sudden. And lastly, I'll say the Manscaped Signature Cologne. Don't forget it. Hey, you know what? Don't leave the house not smelling like a snack. Why would you do that?
And just so you guys know that these formulations, they're all vegan, they're cruelty-free, dye-free, sulfate-free, paraben-free. I mean, they're fucking nuclear waste-free. They don't have any muddy water in them. It's just good stuff.
Yeah, make sure you hurry to the site and ensure those wild gifts show up before the holiday season. And while you're at it, get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with code GUNSBLAZING. Whether it's for you, your partner, your dad, brother, friend, get them something that they will actually use, and it's almost sure to get a laugh.
Just remember, guys, just because you can't smell their nuts don't mean that those people's nuts don't stink.
Yeah, absolutely. I guarantee you. If they're not using these products, you don't want to go in those pants. Stay on the other side of the pants. Keep a layer of pants between you and what they're carrying down there. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with code GUNSBLAZING. Be the ballsiest gift giver this year with Manscaped.
Todd has some shiny nuts. You could even say they glow when other people see them. Todd was a shiny bald guy. I don't know. He had a shiny set of nuts. He came in the house and he always said that's nuts.
Love it. You cornholed this weekend. You were in a tournament.
Virginia Beach Bacardi Spice Open, bro. We had a little VIP booth. Shout out to Doghouse Podcast, Cornhole Podcast, for sponsoring me for that tournament. And shout out Fire Cornhole for sponsoring me. Mm. It was a really good time. The show in Virginia Beach was so much fun, bro. The crowd was just lit. It wasn't monstrous, but they were awesome. And we had a blast. Went for a run. I probably did like 80-20 split. And honestly, to everybody in the Patreon, I swear I was trying to stream this. But on the way to Virginia Beach, leaving New Jersey, I just was racing out of here and I wasn't paying attention. And I hit the south most traveling path on maps. And a few different times, they tried to reroute me. And I kept going, what are you doing? I'm going down the coast. Well, there's at the very southern tip of Cape May in New Jersey, I thought it was a bridge. It's a fucking ferry, bro.
Oh.
So I pay this. I'm like, what am I doing? So the first time I go in, I turn around. I'm like, that's not right. And then I'm looking at the map, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's this or go all the way around, bro.
Jeez.
That's an extra 3 hours. I got to get on. So I go to get on it. It's $30. I pull in. And then there's just a few cars parked in a line, and I end up getting out after 10 minutes, and I go ask a lady, and she's like, no, this doesn't leave till 2:30. It's like 12 right now, and it takes an hour and a half to cross. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to fucking miss this show, bro. So then I jump back in my car and just fucking haul ass. And I pull in at 6:58, right at the venue.
Oh wow!
I have to go do a jail shower, in the bathroom, and then I did the show. But I had like there was literally nothing I could have. There was just no way. I got there at literally 5 minutes of the show starting.
I didn't even know that it makes sense they have that. I just always drove across the bridge.
Well, this
Causeway Bridge.
Yeah, this one. This was not. I was too far deep already. I was supposed to already pop out to 95 South and head on that way, like I'm going to Atlantic City.
Gotcha.
But I was a fucking Momo and I wasn't paying attention enough, so I wasted 3 hours of my life there doing that. So that's why. But the show was unbelievable. The tournament was great, bro. It was really, they added all new elements. They had like a big old VIP area in the middle. It was like $35, and they gave you a bunch of drink tickets and food tickets. And some of the food wasn't like as large of a portion, but it was so much better. Like even the crab cake sliders, like you got four food tickets, right? So you get two tacos, you get hot dogs, a cheeseburger.
This is at the comedy show?
No, this is at the venue for the cornhole
at the cornhole tournament. Okay.
Yeah, show's great. We go to bed, wake up at the tournament. They have a VIP for Saturday only, but it was good. I mean, I enjoyed it. The fire cornhole at a booth. I was hanging out there with the squad. Trey Ryder came out and hung out. We got to have a few beers, hang out, talk a lot of cornhole. I played a lot of cornhole. I didn't play very well this weekend. I played actually completely horrible. The one morning I didn't even warm up. I didn't even get a chance to warm up. There was no boards when we got there an hour early. There's just a lot of motherfuckers.
You made it on the telecast, right?
On the broadcast court.
Yeah. Nice.
And I had a couple of nice two bag pushes and an airmail that should have been a drag, but the bag didn't come with it because it was locked on. I hit some nice shots on there. So that was cool. Nice. On the broadcast. I marked it and all. I got to pull a clip or something off of it with my airmail.
Saturday we got lit here with Marco and Bree.
Oh, they came in.
Yeah. We went out, nice. Hit it hard. I mean, I think we were supposed to do stuff the following day on Sunday, but I did not get conscious until about 3:30 in the afternoon.
And you're 50, bro. Anybody that's under 40 has no idea what's about to happen to your body. And I'm still not to the level. Like when I first moved to LA, back to LA in 2004, my roommate was 45 or so, and I was 25. And this man would have two-day hangovers, bro. And I just didn't understand why. And he's like, I'm just fucking older, bro. It's going to happen. Don't worry. And then now that's where you are, Todd.
Yeah, and I usually, if I'm just hungover, I'll wake up early because my body doesn't like it. It doesn't like not feeling good. Problem was we did other stuff, and that stuff made me want to sleep for the next 4 days. Yeah. So he brought some vitamins, some very strong ones, and it shut me the hell down. I was like floating on a cloud, bro. I was like, I just want to keep floating on this cloud till about Wednesday. But eventually I had to get up. I missed the Colts game. I missed everything, bro.
They fucking smoked them, too.
I was out. Yeah.
Oh, hey, you know what? Sometimes you need that, bro. That's just the way it works.
I'm the opposite. Like on alcohol, boom, I'm up. Boom. Yeah. I get hungry, so I'm like, I get that hangover hunger. Boom, let's get up. Let's get some food in us. Maybe a little hair of the dog. Let's get going. On the vitamins,
well, I just want to cruise. So much more relaxed. The next day on your, like, you had edibles. Is that what you ate? You ate edibles? Okay, so it's way more into your fucking blood system. So it's so much more concentrated in your blood system. So you're going to be so much more relaxed for such a longer period of time. And that's like the story Gabriel told us when he fucking ate the weed cake.
I could still be sleeping.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind I could still be sleeping.
Well, we could be doing this in the quantum realm right now.
Right.
If people are watching the video, you'd notice that Todd's pictures are flip-flopped. By the way, you did some work in there. What'd you do?
All I did was rearrange shit so I could be on this wall with the giant microphone pictures, and then I hung a couple things on the wall each side because there was blank space. I don't know. It's going to work for right now. I don't have good walls.
I like it, though. It looks good. It's less busy.
Yeah, eventually I'll get a real – I'm going to redo these walls and everything, and it's going to look totally different. But right now there's just no good wall space in here. This isn't bad here, but I got going.
It looks good, though. It looks good in the picture here.
But eventually I'm going to do some real work in here. And it will be legit.
Hey, goddamn right it's going to be legit. Did I say shout out to the Doghouse podcast already?
Yeah.
Shout out to also the Girls Throw 2 podcast for helping me promote the VB Funny Bone shows. That was very nice of them to help out.
Nice.
I talked a lot with Dave and Dennis this week too, bro. You just want to hear that guy talk. He's like a fucking monk.
His accent. It's the best. I don't know. Just want to get up there and throw them bags, I guess. I don't know. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut some days.
He just has so much.
Fuck.
Yeah, I just so enjoy hanging out with him, bro, and talking with him. And it was we happened to be in the same little hood the whole time. So we, you know, in that little area. So we spent a lot of time, you know, just having little 5-minute chit chats.
Yeah. Nice.
Which I enjoyed.
Nice. Yeah. So I got leads done. It took me 4 days, 4-day project. I still got another day easy. So it's like 5-day project to get the leaves up here. Now it's because I had the last 2 years, I didn't do shit with my leaves.
Uh-huh.
So I'm paying the price for it this year. Next year it'll be a better. Easier to manage, I would guess.
Yeah.
But the backpack blower I got is legit. That thing's powerful as fuck, dude.
It just changes everything. Heading off the party?
Oh, it changes everything. It blows all kinds of shit.
Cheers. You've been violating county laws and by codes by burning leaves.
Mm-hmm.
How's the burn going? Are you finished? You have more burning to do? You have more illegal activity to do?
No, I had to stop eventually. I'm like, I've skirted as much as I can here around the law. I do another day of this. These people in the addition behind me are going to start calling me in. Like, I could see the smoke just bellowing over their entire neighborhood. So I was like, yeah, all day of this, I'd be pretty pissed.
Oh, my God, bro. That is so funny, bro.
And I was like, will the wind just shift? I'm just burying this one house.
They think their own house is on fire.
Yeah.
Why is all this black smoke coming from my window, mommy? Oh, that's because fucking Todd's illegally burning 5,000 pounds of 3-year-old leaves back there, son. Nothing else. Nothing to see here.
Their house was white. Now it's just like real dark gray all over.
You have to get a power wash for them. One time I fucking emptied out my pool and we were moving out of the house and I was gonna lose my $700 or $800 deposit if I didn't fix the pool before I left.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed the cash. So I just said fuck it. I didn't even call a pool guy, bro. At first, I fucking grabbed the pump and I just let it fly into the alley, bro. Overnight, like this fucking algae pool. Nice. Right into the sewage, bro. And I didn't think it would be that big of a deal to slowly roll out into the drain, you know? The next fucking morning I wake up, my roommates go, bro, go look in the alley, dog. And I go out there and it looks like a fucking... Bro, it looks like I just picked the pool up and dumped it out over right into the alley. And it just went down in this huge fucking area of green fucking water going into...
It's like a swamp.
It looked like a swamp because the water was green in the pool.
Oh, Jesus.
And I had to fucking, and then my buddy, who's the pool guy, he didn't really do too much anymore, but he was looking for extra work. So he came in for a good ass price. He basically fucking cleaned out.
I need you to shock the alley for me.
Yeah, to clean out. We had to scrub the green shit off the wall, hose that down, rinse it off, and then fill it back up and put the before it was okay.
Were like the homeless people, like were they appreciative though of having a pool now in their
It was
alley?
Wild to see all the fish flopping around at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it is what it is. This kid, when I was growing up in California, there was a kid in my neighborhood. Everybody's backyards are so old and overgrown there, you know, when I lived at the time in La Puente in, you know, the 80s. And this fucking guy, he lives with his grandma and his grandpa, I think, and nobody know they're adults. The backyard looked like a straight jungle. Like, we would fish in their pool. The pool was no longer, it was a pond.
That's wild.
It was 100% a pond, and we used to fish in his pond. It was a fucking old built-in pool. The whole backyard, there was a garage back there. It was just in bushes.
Maybe I can do that. Maybe I can build just like a little pond back there to fish out of.
Go buy a go fucking rent a backhoe for the day.
Just go deep as fuck, like 20-foot deep.
Because I've been watching. I've got a strong urge to start fucking with decks also.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. I want to feel manly to when I can dig the fuck. I'm gonna get one of those machines like a back. It's a Bobcat, but you put the drilling on the front thing. So
love
when
that.
You just bring that down, you can dig out a fucking 2-foot, you know, a 3-foot radius hole.
Nice
for 5 feet. Get some posts in there, pour some cement, kid.
That's
you know what I'm
talking
mean?
About.
We're talking 3-4 stories here, bro. Fucking decks.
Love it.
I've been watching it on YouTube, just watching dudes pour concrete and fucking. And ever since I know how to do it since we did it with you.
Uh huh.
At your house. So now I have like this strong urge to like get joists and shit and fucking ladies cement joists down and level them off and make a big, fat, awesome deck and tell everybody to go fuck themselves.
Nice. Bailey's new house. He has a big backyard and hardly he has no deck, just a little like stone or a little concrete patio.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, dude, we could fucking lay out a kick ass deck here because he has two doors, two back doors. So one from the kitchen and one from the living room. It's a slider.
Link that all up.
Link that all up, dude. One big deck. Are you kidding me?
Drop a fucking hot tub down at the end.
I don't know if he's listening, but if you are, son, let's make it happen. I know you got to create room for these cats. This will not disturb the cats whatsoever. You need some Bailey space.
Yeah, I'm back in that deck, bro.
Mm-hmm. We can put a little scratch thing up there for the cats to hang on, but.
Get him a post, bro. We'll give him a little fucking scratch post off Amazon, bro.
That's all we need. That's all we need.
That's all we need. I mean.
I'm excited, though, because I want to do a deck I don't have to pay for.
Yeah, that's really fun. And then have a much larger budget and just go bonkers on it.
Exactly.
That's what I say.
Exactly.
Because it was really fun to do it. I mean, it wasn't fun digging the mud. But like, I want to have like a budget where I can go fucking get like his little baby tractors that you roll around on the back with, mm-hmm. a little baby backhoes. It's got the arm in front, and you just go and get mm-hmm. it. It's like $300 or $400 a day over at fucking Sunbelt.
That'd be sweet.
And Sunbelt's actually, I'm not sure if you noticed what they're doing, but I got the app actually. They're basically doing, you know, Home Depot has sometimes people come out and work with you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or do stuff with you. Well, this what they're doing is they're basically making you almost like a Home Depot employee or some like with their facility and they have like a warehouse basically built for home for you know homeowners to come in, learn how to do stuff, take classes. They have all this gear, all this equipment you can rent. They're just trying to make people really awesome at you know at home improvement.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And I was looking at the app, all the stuff you can rent. It's sweet, bro. What you can rent.
I love how efficient the world's become with shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, our life is so much easier because anything we want to make it to more simple, we have access to everything. We can rent every single piece of equipment we want. We don't have to just go shopping at grocery stores anymore and decide, like, plan a meal and, like, go through and find every little ingredient. How much of this do I want? Is that am I overbuying right now?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have a bunch of waste. You know, you don't need it because we have HelloFresh now.
Yeah.
Like, why people aren't using more HelloFresh, I have no idea.
It's mind-boggling, Todd. It straightens my eye from time to time. It just messes me up. And I'll tell you right now, with HelloFresh, guys, you get fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and most importantly, affordable. And that's why, Todd, it's number one as far as a meal kit goes in the United States of America.
The holidays are hectic enough.
Yeah.
HelloFresh helps keep things simple with recipes that cut back on meal prep and cleanup so you can spend less time in the kitchen and more quality time with your friends and family playing beer pong and other such things.
Yeah, man. Make the smart choice here. And what I like is that you're not just getting a bunch of stuff thrown in. You know, we're talking about ingredients traveling from the farm to your door within a week. So that you get the convenience without skimping on the quality. Plus, skipping trips to the grocery store and avoid the long holiday lines is what we're looking to do this year, guys. I don't want to be in them lines. There's too many variants.
Too many variants bumping around. It's a different world. You know what? Let's just cut all that shit out. Let's save money. Save on average over $65 per month when you order HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. That's more money to spend on presents and activities during the holidays.
Yeah.
Listen, I am the biggest over shopper ever. I only know how to cook for 8 people. So whenever I go to plan a meal for me and my lady, we have leftovers for weeks. I end up throwing half of it away or giving it to the dogs.
Yep.
Not that the dogs don't appreciate that. But what I'm saying is you can be more efficient. Use this program. Use what HelloFresh has to offer because you'll be like a chef. Dude, your shit's going to come out tasting and looking like a chef prepared it. Pre-portioned ingredients. You don't have to do any guesswork at all.
You know what else I like? I like that we don't have to, me and my lady don't have to sit around and go, what do you want to have for dinner? I don't know. What do you want to have for dinner? What do you want to go somewhere? Or do you want to go to the grocery store? Or do we have anything here? Listen, we made up our mind. We got this week's HelloFresh coming in. Mm. We're pumped already. We already know what's up next. You know what I mean?
We know
it. We're pumped for the meals that we've selected.
So get on that train right now. Go to HelloFresh.com/GunsBlazin14. That's GunsBlazin, the number 14. And use code GunsBlazin14 for up to 14 free meals and 14. Three free gifts.
And I'm talking recipes like balsamic and fig, beef tenderloin, or pecan crusted salmon. I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing here? You weren't going to make that without it.
Quit fucking around. Go to HelloFresh.com/GunsBlazin14 and use GunsBlazin14 for up to 14 free meals and three gifts. Do it right now.
Come on, guys. That's Do the it hookup right there. That's the hookup.
Man, I'm ready for Christmas. Dude, we have four Christmas trees in our house.
Oh, you definitely. Your lady definitely moved
Dude,
in.
She...
My lady and her mom have already popped off about 8-9 Christmas trees around this crib.
I mean, she is a holiday decorator. I've never nice, been though. That. I've never been one of those.
Dudes aren't. We're not really less. It. We only do stuff because we're pointed to and we're directed to, Todd.
I don't need a tree. But did you know that they have a fireplace channel on your smart TV?
I did not know that.
It's called the Fireplace Channel. And you know what they show on there?
What's it called?
The Fireplace Channel.
Okay, okay.
You can download it on any smart TV. And you know what they show on the Fireplace Channel?
What?
Fireplaces.
I'll be a guess, but
just fireplaces burning, and there's an unlimited options, different fireplaces, really? Different looks. People, there's content makers that are contributing to this thing. I guess in a way, like you probably make money. You just sit down, put your camera on your fireplace, good HD 4K recording, shoot it up there. You know, you're competing against other people doing their little fireplace movies.
Really.
Yeah, you can tell some are better than others. You got, you know, you got your Martin Scorsese's of the Fireplace uh-huh. Channel, but then you got, you know, your less, your like lower budget B, D movie directors.
TV store. Search.
Are you looking right now?
Fireplace store. I mean, this is.
Fireplace Channel. It's a, you go to all
Fireplace
the apps.
Fireplace Channel. I only typed in FI.
There you go.
It's Fireplace Channel. Add channel, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. Quickness. Add in the channel. Okay.
Now you got a fireplace in your studio.
Go to channel. And nice. Look at all the different fires. You can even pick different static fireplace. Oh, wow. Look at this, bro. You could do a campfire.
Mm-hmm.
You could do with soft music. You could do it with fucking more soft music. Indoor different. Oh, wow. I'm telling you. I'm going with the big campfire.
Dude, it's the coolest thing ever. Like literally, and you'll get caught up in like finding the perfect fire to put on during your relaxation time. Like we spend like 10 minutes finding the right fire.
This is a 28 minute fire.
Somebody put one on there.
I rewound it because I didn't want to miss the beginning of the fire.
And something was blocking their lens to the camera. I'm like, what the fuck? How did this even make it on the Fireplace Channel? Something's like somebody's fingers in the way or something while they're filming it.
Have some fucking respect.
Jesus.
I mean, if it's a branch, I get it. We're in nature. But Jesus, come on, guys. It's the Fireplace Channel. Step your content up.
Let's go.
You don't think they... Look at my... Look. Look at that fire, bro.
See? That's what I'm talking about. It changes everything. It changes the mood. You put on a good fire on the TV, kick back. Lay out some 3-chi. Have a day.
You know what I mean? Have yourself a little 3-chi.
Have a day.
That's funny as fuck, bro. I got the fire going, though.
That's whole channel. Can you believe that? Why didn't we think of that? Can you imagine? Like,
can we submit our own fires?
I'm the CEO of the Fireplace Channel. I'm in charge of content acquisition at the Fireplace Channel.
I'm the CFO of the Fireplace Channel. How's it going, Sean Latham? You guys might recognize me from this next comic. You might have seen him on the Fireplace Channel. His fire is the number two fire right now on this channel.
I'm going to forget about documentaries. I'm just going to try to make great fireplace videos.
I'm going to tell Fire Cornhole that they should probably submit their bags and get an ad in the Fire Channel.
How are they not on the Fireplace Channel? Jesus.
Jesus Christ, dude. That's the hookup. This is a nice fire, Todd. You really changed the vibe in here in my house.
I know. I just thought about it, too. I got this TV I'm facing on the wall in here. I can keep that going all the time. I think every room of my house, I have a TV in every room of the house. I think I should always have fires going.
You might want to go 8, 9 different fires in your house.
Do you think it would actually affect the temperature if I put every – I have like 9 TVs in this house. If I put a fire on every one of them,
well,
it's going to drop it like – or raise the temperature like 10 degrees probably.
Well, that's why you don't want to get a 5K TV because the heat radiates more on those TVs and it's going to fucking burn your shit up. True. It even says it on here. It says if you have a 5 – it says if you have a – if you have a 5K TV, please do not put this channel on. It says right here.
Mm. Wow. Makes sense. That makes sense.
Right there, right when you open up the fire channel, it said that. Mm. Ooh, I want a family fireplace.
Ooh.
So many options, bro. I don't even know.
A bigger fireplace?
You know, I never thought about the idea of like seeing all types of different fires in a row.
I mean, that had to be a high person that thought of that, right? Somebody was high one day and they were like, man, if I could just sit here and just watch the fire as if there was a fireplace right there on that wall.
Yeah, these coals are cooking on this fire, bro. Now, if you're listening, you're going to want to get in on these coals, dude. These are some nice-ass coals.
Now, if your smart TV hangs above your fireplace and you don't put a fire in the fireplace, but you're running a fire on the Fire Channel app on your TV that's above the fireplace, you're a lazy piece of shit.
What about doing double fires?
Now, I'm for a good double fire. For a good double fire.
The kid's for a good double fire. Now, I'm having some fire issues here with, I don't know, it's probably my internet, but some of these fires are just pictures so far.
Mm.
I need to get the video going. You know what? There's so many options. I'm going with this one. This looks like a Brazilian steakhouse fire.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one.
You can't go wrong with the Brazilian steakhouse fire, bro.
Oh, that's a great one.
Oh, look at that. Look at the coals on that fire.
Come on.
Oh, I can smell the chimichurri from here.
That's a little gift from us to you. It's free on your. You probably didn't even know it was on your smart TV, but now you know. That's a little Christmas gift from us to you. Another good Christmas gift, maybe anal toys. I don't know
what
you guys are getting the people that are important to you in your life, but anal toys, good holiday deals on anal toys, bullets, vibrators, strokers, lubricants, bondage gear, dildos, cock rings, everything else that you're into from CD Universe.
I'm going to tell you right now, I saw one on the website. It's a butt plug with a tail hanging out of it. We're talking next level here, kid. That's the type of shit I'm looking for this Christmas, Todd. I want a box of butt plugs. You know what I mean? I want a little playpen. I want a playpen box level size of butt plugs and also cock rings.
Can we get a cock ring butt plug combination? Just attach it with a little chain or a little string of some sort. So it's cock ring on one end of it, butt plug on the other. And it, boop.
I'd like that. Also
you
have
need about, I don't know, what, 10 inches?
I'd like to have some sort of apparatus that on one side can house my cock rings, and on the other, I can hang my butt plugs so that when I get up in the morning, I get it like, you know, when you go to look at your ties and they're all laid out in your little thingy.
Right.
Or your watches. Like, I want something that I can see all of my butt plugs and I want to know who's going to bring me the most joy today.
You know,
is it going to be Danny or Robert? And you have their names.
There
name
you go.
Them.
You know what CD Universe should look into? We were just talking about the janitor keys, the big thing with the pull down. You know what? Yeah. Like, what about that for your sex toys?
Like a cock ring.
Yeah, just got a whole thing of them there. You just pull it out, pick off whatever you want. Oh, I'm going butt plug. No, I'm going cock ring. You know, you have all the choices that you'd want.
Many choices too, Todd. I mean, strokers. You know what I mean? Because listen, after years of smacking off. Maybe you want to just take the day off, you know, and still get the same results without putting in the workout. And that's what you get yourself a stroker.
And I think a lot of people are like, you know what?
Sit back and relax.
I don't want my neighbors knowing I'm getting the stuff shipped to my house. Like, you know, this is my personal business. What I do with my butt is my own business.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry about it. Listen, if your neighbor or your Amazon driver, the only thing they're going to know is that it says CD Universe on the packaging. That's all they're going to know. They're going to think you're getting some music or a movie, maybe, like you're going old school like you did back in 1996. All right, cool. But what's really in here is C&D, like cock and dick. That's what C&D really stands for. They don't know that. All they see is CD Universe.
Just pull the butt plug out.
pull it right out.
I'll tell you this. And sometimes it's like my body's fighting it. Like, I don't want this out. Keep it in here. This is true happiness. And then sometimes I'm like, listen, body, and listen, butt. It's time for to put the butt plug away for now. But that's how much my body, like, just so you guys know, like, this isn't just a regular style purchase.
Right.
You're coming up now. This is a lifestyle, man. Cock rings, lingerie, everything you need. Real music. You want that? They still sell it.
All the biggest brands, Cal Exotics, Doc Johnson, Evolve, Pipe Dream. I mean, come on. Come on. They have it. CD Universe has everything that you need for your private parts or your butt. Butts are also private parts, but
sure are, Todd.
You know what I'm talking about.
They sure are.
And there's no judgment. No judgment whatsoever. Try whatever you want and get whatever you need.
Guys, if you're not sure if you're ready to be strolling around town, maybe heading through the lawnmower department at Home Depot with a butt plug in, you can always just head over to CD Universe and get your lady some lingerie, kid.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't all have to go inside you. Some things are for your lady just to put on to look, but to enhance the experience.
But I will say that
a little extra sexy.
If you're one of those couples that likes to get the penis and kind of slap the cheek of the lady, then you might want to get the cock ring because you're going to get a stronger wiffle ball bat. You know what I mean? It's less flimsy. Throw a cock ring on and then watch. You're going to be batting 500-600, dog.
And guess what? They do still sell music and movies on CD, vinyl records, DVD, Blu-ray, UHD, etc. So if you are an old school connoisseur of music and film, maybe this is a 2-in-1 deal for you. Maybe you can watch Humphrey Bogart, some 1940s, 1950s, black and white, like old school, watch you some Humphrey Bogart while you're using your butt plug.
Oh, man. I'll tell you right now.
Casablanca and a butt plug.
The other TV has the Fire Channel on.
Mm.
You're probably sipping on something nice. You know what I mean?
You break out the bullet. Lady's going over there, going to town. I love it. So get 20% off your first order right now by visiting cduniverse.com/gunsblazing. That's 20% off your first order by visiting cduniverse.com/gunsblazing. Man, we're just giving away so much shit this episode.
So much good stuff, bro.
So many deals.
So much deals, dude.
Mm.
Deals on deals. I think I'm going to do something in Buffalo in December before Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. I've been talking, but I think it's going to go pop off. We're just going to tailgate hardcore. With the radio station there, with a bar that's like a trailer that turns into a bar.
Yeah.
If you're in Buffalo, bro, it's going to be the Panthers Buffalo Carolina game.
Nice.
So I'll probably do some kind of giveaways. We're having some fun. Buffalo, not far drive for you, Todd.
Set it up.
I'm pumped.
I've never been to Buffalo for shit. I
want to break a table, bro. It's not gonna be. It's gonna be hard for me. I'm fat, bro. But the problem is, I don't want to hit my back and then slip a disc.
Yeah.
What's the age limit on table busts?
Probably 27, 28.
Like a legit jump up off of the truck or whatever. Like get some air, not just kind of like fall off a cliff style shit. Like get going, like just 12 feet just isn't high enough.
Yeah, like off the top of a camper into a table fall. Boom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say 27, 28. Okay. You get much above that, you're risking some serious shit. Or it's just like that's the age where you have other things that you worry about. Like, oh, I can't explode my pancreas right now because it's going to put me 8 weeks out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's probably – you're probably going to want to hold off if you're super concerned about your health insurance coverage. Probably want to hold off. But everybody else, let it rip, kid. We're going to be there. We're going to be grilling, chilling, fucking killing.
Mm.
Killing the game, obviously. You know what I mean?
My new comedy special will be coming out January 4th, I think. You can only find it exclusively on the Fireplace channel.
Uh-huh.
It's just me telling jokes. You see a fireplace, but I'm gonna do it like Dimitri Martin style, you know, somebody on a guitar and me just talking through my bits to the music. Just soothing.
Hey.
So just a bunch of one liners.
Now, if we figure out how to submit fire videos to the fire channel, right? There's like 30-minute clips or whatever. Mm-hmm. What if like we green screen the shit and we just do some funny stuff on, but not till like 10 minutes into the video?
Oh, I like that.
So just all of a sudden we just pop out like a little fuck, a little fire elf.
Are we just running on a big like a log that's on fire?
Listen, we'll take that out. We're going to edit that out. We don't want to steal it.
Don't want anybody to steal that. Because I wonder, do they watch them all the way through? Probably not. They probably watch the first 30 seconds when you submit your video.
Shout out to the homie, Charles McCauley and McCauley's Virginia Bourbon Whiskey, bro. He came out to the show Thursday with his mom, sat in the front row, and let me get cranking on the show. It was awesome.
Nice.
We used to live downtown LA together, across the hall from each other. It was one hell of a life experience at the time. He let me move all my stuff from my apartment into his apartment so we can do the comedy shows in my lofts.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good time.
So we did it. We did stupid shit like that, but it was awesome, man. We had a good time.
I should find a little tiny venue here. Just do a regular weekly show.
That's what I want to do, bro. I need it like I did right before I left Indy.
No more traveling. Nothing. Just do it
just
right here.
Work on the material, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Just that feeling of like, when traveling would have been like the biggest thing that ever happened to you in your whole world.
I know.
I'd be like, what? I'm going to fucking Houston? Come on!
Let's go. $600. Yes.
I told you the first time I ended up in New York City was an accident because I know we're going to get out of here, but this guy, it was like he was like a booker in Phoenix, right? Of all the little bar shows.
Mm-hmm.
Named Stevie D. Obviously, he wore the fucking sport coat with the fucking gumshoe hat. So obviously, he's one of those dudes.
Oh God, yeah.
And but he did have rooms, you know, to his credit. So he was one of those fucking goofy weirdos. But he was a nice guy, and he ended up getting shows, right? So what are you gonna do? You gotta play the ball. You gotta play the game,
right?
And he got us. He's like, oh, I got gigs. We're going to New Jersey. Okay, Atlantic City, I got us gigs at Catch a Rising Star. The booker's going to be there. All that bullshit, bro. And I had bartending, so I had money. So I bought a plane ticket right away. We were all pumped. Like five of the local comics were ready to roll out, bro. Here we come. Fucking going to get seen by the big Catch a Rising Star booker. And it's on, bro. And then we got there, and it was a bar show at a really terrible bar with about 12 people in it. The hotel was the scariest experience I've ever had at a hotel in my life.
Yeah?
I mean, I thought people, like, it felt like the hotel when in the beach when the fucking dudes first going bonkers and shit. When in Thailand, but I'm saying it was just so much going on and people getting fucking buck wild and the bed didn't have sheet on it. I slept on a
bare mattress.
Yeah, bro. Jesus. And this is where he put us up, and I had no choice. I don't remember sleeping the entire night. The next day, we had like a fucking group meeting, and we all just said, fuck this guy. And we just went to New York City, and we went to Times Square, and that's where I got my first fucking shock of my life, of a culture shock that I have ever had when I saw 30 million people in two blocks.
Right.
Like in person for the finally at like age 23 or whatever.
Yeah, so nuts.
Yeah, bro. Dude. That fucking guy, Stevie fucking D.
There's this one booker that sends, I still get these emails. And there, I mean, they'll be like Fargo, North Dakota for like $200 headlining. And I'm like, who's going to Fargo, North Dakota for $200, bro? Like, unless you live there. Like, why are you sending that to people that don't live there?
Yeah. Who's driving in for that?
I know. I don't know if
people are. I don't mean that like if you're funny or unfunny, but like this, it just doesn't, it's not feasible money wise, like time, money. Like, you're going to spend $300 in gas.
I don't get it. I don't know if they think, well, people will, like, for routing, will take one in between other. I don't know how in the fuck these are even happening.
Yeah, that's insane.
And they're always at some fucking pool hall, some shitty bar. Sometimes I'll look up the venue and I'm like, Jesus Christ. It's just right in the middle of a sports bar. Like one of those sports bars where the whole bar takes up the whole bar.
Like, and then and they have no idea there's a show about to happen?
Yeah. I'm just going to be in the corner where everybody has their back to me around the island bar that's in the middle of the damn thing.
Oh, man, bro. Well, I did a college run one time with my other kid, Dylan Garcia. And I don't know if this is how all college runs are, but we were doing like fucking the 11 a.m. matinee show in the fucking cafeteria, bro. for eight people. It was the most degrading shit I think I had ever done. I was like, oh my God, these motherfuckers, this chick in the front row is sleeping. This other kid's got his feet up on his girlfriend's lap while he's on his computer. There's like eight people. It's like 11:30 in the morning. And I'm just like, what kind of shit is this, bro? But we got paid. I had no choice.
I did a college day room like that. Like it was in a dorm. And it was in like, I don't know, everybody there was a brainiac, like rocket scientist or whatever. So it was on the University of Kentucky's campus. But wherever this was is like where all these like extra smart kids lived. And they came down, like their little day room was during the day. Like, so they're just catching you in between classes or whatever. So they might stop for 10 minutes of your set and then, oop, got to go and fucking in. And then other people are just still in their pajamas or whatever because their day's done. Or it was the worst fucking thing. And just kid geniuses that don't get references anyway. You know, they have no common sense, no world experience. I'm like, oh, my God, this is the worst.
Let's go through the fucking motions and get up on out of here.
Yeah. Jesus.
I did the Tejana Music Festival. Supposed to be 1,000 people there. Like, there was like 12. And I was on this humongous stage with my fucking dick in my hand. Like, what am I doing up here? There's two tables on the far left by themselves. I just got off. I did a couple of bits to absolutely an empty humongous room. And then I just got off the stage and went over to the tables with no microphone and just did the set.
Thank you. Good night. You just want to drop the mic.
It ended up being crushed. Okay. Because those tables were so cool about like me coming over there in front of them and doing
it. Yeah.
But Jesus, I was like, I remember getting up there the first, and it was the most I had ever made at that point on this at one show for one solid show.
Well, at least
it was like
that.
$3,000 or something. Bro.
Well, nice.
And I was like, so I was like, I don't give a fuck if I'm doing a daycare, bro. They're about to hear these jokes.
I don't care if anybody listens at this point. If I'm leaving here with $3,000,
yeah,
I don't care.
And these fucking, I ended up salvaging it. Thank God.
Nice. The worst. I was still, Bowers and I go back and forth on this worst gig of all time thing. Like, he has a show now where you have to give a low light and a highlight from your career or whatever. And I still, him dragging me in front of the 300 Kroger managers and not fucking me having no idea how to do a corporate show. Less than a year in comedy total. Like, just getting the hang of open mics pretty much takes me to in front of 300 Kroger managers, and we eat the biggest, like, it was the most terrifying experience of my life. Just complete silence of people. Why, as I open with a Mormon joke, and they're a Mormon-owned company. Like, very, very Mormon-owned. And then people just staring at me like, what the fuck? Oh, my God.
That's horrible.
I've never, never, ever had, I don't think, a more helpless moment. Other than rolling with Chris Lytle, I've never felt more hopeless in my life.
One time I was with three pretty, you know, pretty well-known. I was with Cristela Alonso, Angela Johnson, and Eric Rivera. Eric was hosting. Cristela went up for, I was like, the whole time I was like, oh, I'm going to go up first. No problem. Like, I'm going up first. I'm obviously, they both have fucking millions of followers and sitcoms and shit. I'm up first. Well, that wasn't what happened. I was basically a buffer between Cristela. See, at the time, Cristela was, to me, was funnier, but Angela had more of a wreck. She had more people that knew who she was because of her bits had exploded.
Okay.
With the nail bit. So she was, and her special was popping before Cristela got her TV show. But Cristela was a fucking absolute savage for a very long time. She used to open for Mancia, and she's a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
So they bring up Eric. He's all having his little fun. Then they bring up Cristela. She makes the fucking place. It's a corporate show for all the Latino corporate, like, heads and people of, like,
got you.
Coke, all the humongous. So she's up there doing her set, which is very, like, much more like cultural in comparison to what, you know, what she talks about with her people, which is a room full of fucking, you know, successful Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
And then she destroys, bro. Like, the room is, they're throwing the tables upside down.
Really?
She's fucking, and I'm just like, I am going to die. Because she was connecting differently. She was connecting on, like, four levels. I could connect on, like, one or two, maybe.
Right, right.
I went up there and just shit the bed in front of 1,000, bro. I had a couple of little chuckles here and there, but I was a buffer. Angela Johnson came out. They fucking loved her. Done and done.
Yeah.
I got paid $2,000 to be a buffer on that one.
It took the bullet.
But I was like, all right. Because I think it was actually more than that. I think it was like 3,500. But I fucking took, I was all about it. But I was like, I just hated it. Because those guys were all like, my friends were all good comics. And I was like, oh, I fucking bombed in front of all of them.
It happens. Yeah. It happens.
Buddy.
All right, guys. December 11th, this Saturday, I'm going to be in Nashville, Indiana. If you live anywhere near there, you want to go, they have cabins. You can spend the night. I am.
In the cabin.
Yeah. All right, brother. Well, hey. Let's do this again in 2 days.
Sounds good, buddy.
Later.
Later.